you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
I'm so glad Sarah Vaughan spelled out Harry, H-A-R-R-Y, because I thought she was singing I'm Just Wild About Larry, which would only make perfect sense. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, that song, I'm Just Wild About Harry, with an H, was one of the most famous songs of the 1920s, and it itself emanated from a 1921 show with music by U.B. Blake and Noble Sissle called Shuffle Along. And Shuffle Along is coming back to Broadway this April in an interesting, fascinating, reimagined version called Shuffle Along, or The Making of the Musical Sensation of 1921 and All That Follows, with a supreme cast of artists Audra McDonald and Billy Porter, and Savion Glover's doing the choreography, and George C. Wolfe is directing it, on and on and on. And I thought this would be a good chance to look at the music of the 1920s, the plentiful 20s, that decade where so much of the Broadway canon really dug its heels in and became the flagship for the American musical theater and the American musical songbook. So let's look at some of these artists from the 1920s. Now, I had an option, of course, of playing original recordings from that decade. I think that might have been a little hard on the ears as we go through the next hour. So these are all more contemporary renditions of these classic songs by some of the greatest artists of the American songbook. Sarah Vaughan, we already heard. Let us go to Joe Stafford, one of the great singers of the 40s, 50s, 60s. She's going to sing a song from Irene. Now, Irene technically didn't open in the 1920s. It opened in mid-November of 1919, but I think we'll say that's the way the decade entered. This was an incredibly popular song and had the kind of gentility and grace of the early part of the 20th century, and we'll see how that changes. But first, here is Joe Stafford singing the big hit from Irene from almost 1920, Alice Blue Gown.
In my sweet little Alice blue gown, when I first wandered down into town, I was both proud and shy as I felt every eye, and in every shop window I'd prim passing by. Then in manner of fashion I'd frown, and the world seemed to smile all around, till it wilted.
What a singer. What a lovely rendition of a song that leads us into the 1920s, the plentiful 20s, which we'll listen to today. Well, the 1920s were full of magical personalities, Al Jolson and Eddie Cantor and Burt Williams and Will Rogers and you name it, the Marx Brothers. Here is a contemporary tribute to one of the great ladies of the 1920s, Fanny Brice, whose song My Man was the keystone of the Ziegfeld Follies of 1921. And who better to do a rendition of it than Barbara Streisand?
Oh, my man, I love him so. He'll never know. All my life is just spare. When he takes me in his arms, the world is bright all around. What's the difference if I say I'll go away, when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? For whatever my man is, I am his forevermore. It cost me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got, it's my man. cold and wet, tired, you bet. But all that I soon forget with my man. He's not much for looks and no hero out of books. He's my man. Two or three girls has he that he likes as well as me. But I love him.
What audience wouldn't go bananas for Barbra Streisand's channeling Fanny Brice singing My Man? Well, we're looking at the 1920s, and this decade was the decade that really evolved the musical comedy into the beginning of the shape that we know it today. And one of the key shows of that was unjustly forgotten, the 1921 show Shuffle Along, with a score by Cicelyn Blake. And it had a lot of things going for it. It had an all-African-American cast and an all-African-American creative team. And it was performed sort of north of the Theater District, I think, on 63rd Street. But it gave us I'm Just Wild About Harry, the story of a sort of bizarre mayoral election in a black neighborhood in a southern town. But this reimagining by George Wolfe has everybody you could ever want, Audra McDonald and Brian Stokes Mitchell and Billy Porter and you name it. So we're looking forward to that in April. But one of the keynotes of the show in 1921, it had the first romantic song sung by an African-American couple in a serious and romantic context. So here is, from a 1950s recording, with with Lawrence Watson and Louise Woods, Love Will Find a Way, from Shuffle Along.
Heavenly beacon, guiding me through love's darkest night.
Don't start minding or fault finding, matters not a dark one's path may grow.
Fate won't hurry.
school that way.
Oh, Cupid was never school that way.
Try each tid in day. Clouds will soon roll by. The fate may lead us astray. My darling, mark what I say.
What'll I do when you are far away and I'm so blue? What'll I do? What'll I do? I am wondering who is kissing you. What'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams, that won't come true. What'll I do? When I'm alone with only dreams of you, that won't come true. What'll I do?
One of the great classics of the American songbook, What'll I Do, written by Irving Berlin for the Music Box Review of 1922, which he also produced. And Irving Berlin certainly had a majestic career in the teens and continued in the 1920s with songs on Broadway and became beyond the clever craftsman, I would say, of the 1910s into something more moving. Is there a more moving song than that, especially as performed by the Nat King Cole Trio? Well, the 1920s really perked up with a show called No No Nanette, which gave us some classics in the American tradition and certainly gave that ebullience and hopefulness and optimism of the 1920s in musical comedy form. So here is Sammy Davis and Carmen McRae to show us what can happen when a happy couple sits down for tea for two. Humans and Harback and Caesar from No No Nanette.
Thank you. I'm discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own.
Darling, this place is a lover's oasis, where life's weary chase is unknown.
Far from the cry of the city, where flowers pretty caress the streams, cozy to hide in, to live side by side in, don't let it abide in our dreams.
Upon your knee.
I like that.
Just tea for two and two for tea. Just me for you and you for me alone.
Carmen, there'll be nobody near us to see us or hear us. No friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone.
For you to take, for all the boys to see.
We will raise a family, a boy for you and a girl for me. Can't you see how
well, as No No Nanette was making audiences want to be happy in the mid-1920s, this is the turning point. This is the tipping point where so many composers who were laboring away at the beginning of the decade really soared into prominence. And certainly George Gershwin and eventually his brother Ira did that in 1924 with a show called Lady Be Good, where they moved out of doing review songs into their own full-fledged musical comedy score. Now, I said on today's episode we would be playing more contemporary renditions of 1920s songs, but I've got to go back to this one. It's Fred Astaire and his sister Adele from the original cast of Lady Be Good, 1924, recorded in London, of all places, with George Gershwin at the piano, and it's a song I just love. So this is the Astaires asking you and them to hang on to me from Lady Be Good, Gershwin at the piano.
And when we get started, they will disappear. Listen to brother, while we meet each other, there's no need to fear. For like Hansel and Gretel, we will prove our mettle. If you'll hang on to me, while I hang on to you, we'll dance into the sunshine out of the rain.
Just try a amazing song, and my song.
Liza Minnelli taking us up a staircase to George Gershwin Paradise from the George White Scandals, I think 1922. And this, as I said, this is the middle part of the decade where the Gershwins are really making a name for themselves and bringing the whole idea of the musical theater songbook forward. 1925 was a very important year for Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. They had worked together, they had a show on Broadway in 1919, and suffered through the first half of the 1920s. They kind of couldn't get arrested. And the story goes that Rodgers was thinking of giving up composing altogether and working in a child's underwear salesman or something absurd. He probably made all that up. But at any rate, a phone call came from the Theater Guild, which was producing a review called The Garrick Gaieties. And did Mr. Rodgers and Mr. Hart have any material for that show, for that review? And they did, an earlier song that was repurposed as the tune Manhattan. And it made their career. And here is Tony Bennett to show us why it is an indelible part of musical theater history.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island, too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on Old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms a soul. When balmy breezes blow, to and fro, and tell me what street compares with my street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Tony Bennett helps us create an hour of joy here on Broadway to Main Street. We're looking today at great songs that originated on Broadway in the 1920s. And the kind of flip on that is we're doing more contemporary renditions, which I think is easier on the ears. Perhaps not the historians might wag a finger or two. If you're interested in this kind of music, and I hope you all are, please go to our website, BroadwayToMainStreet.com, all one word, or we're on iTunes. We now have like 180 broadcasts on iTunes. I'm looking forward to the 200th. I wonder what that will be. But if you subscribe or just go to iTunes, you can get our podcasts. Well, the vibrant world of the American musical theater in the 1920s was abetted by some people from across the pond, most notably Noel Coward, who brought his personality and his songs, along with people like Beatrice Lilly, to Manhattan several times during the 1920s. Here's a show called On With the Dance and a song which summed up a lot of the flappers of the era, Poor Little Rich Girl, sung by Carmen McRae.
You a stranger, better take care. You better take care. The life you lead sets all your nerves a jangle. Your love affairs are in a hopeless tangle. Though you're a child, dear, your life's a wild typhoon. In lives of grows, steadily grows.
when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day, get to bed no later than three. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Be careful crossing streets, ooh. Don't eat meat, ooh. Cut out sweets, ooh. You get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg hooch when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. When you're on a spree, please think of me. Take care of yourself, stay up on that shelf, and baby, take care of yourself, you belong to me.
Good advice on this particular day. It's raining like crazy. Well, you know, I never miss a chance to play Edie Gourmet. That was one of her smashing renditions of a Brown, De Silva, and Henderson song. And they were among, if not the most popular Broadway songwriters of the 1920s, sometimes even eclipsing Gershwin. And they wrote songs like The Varsity Drag and Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries and Button Up Your Overcoat, which was from the musical Follow Through. Now, we think of that Brown, De Silva, Henderson as part of that flapper, roaring 20s, carefree, devil-may-care attitude, but the operetta was extremely popular on Broadway in the 1920s, and no one did more for it than Oscar Hammerstein II, who wrote lyrics for shows like The Desert Song and The New Moon, and ultimately Showboat, which we'll get to hear. Here are two songs from The New Moon, which I think is 1928. And they became utter classics. Jazz musicians love them. You rarely will see the show revived, but thankfully the music by Sigmund Romberg and the incredible lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein have endured. And we will lead off with Mildred Bailey. I think it's the first time we've ever heard Mildred Bailey on the show, perhaps. One of the great singers of the 20s, 30s, 40s, etc. Singing Lover, Come Back to Me, Hammerstein and Romberg's operetta Triumph.
Sky was blue and high above, the moon was new and so was love. This eager heart of mine is singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. This eager heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walked along with you. No wonder I feel lonely. The sky was blue, the night was cold, the moon was new, but love was old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. wonder I feel lonely. The sky was blue, the night was cold, the moon was new, but love was old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, oh lover, come back to me.
Softly, as in a morning sunrise, the light of love comes stealing into a newborn day. Oh, flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a burning kiss is sealing the vow that all betray. For the passions that thrill love and lift you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall to hell. So ends each story softly, as in a morning sunrise, the light that gave you glory will take it all. Passions that thrill love and lift you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall to hell. So ends each story softly, as in a morning sunrise, the light that gave you glory will take it all away. Oh, softly, 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 softly.
That was Abby Lincoln, softly rendering a great Kern Hammerstein song from The New Moon. Very popular song among jazz musicians, softly as in a morning sunrise. While the art form keeps getting better and better as the 1920s move along, which is the decade we're celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street, and Showboat, of course, docks into port at the Ziegfeld Theater towards the end of 1927. Here is Ethel Waters herself, one of the great artists of the 1920s, singing one of the classic songs from Showboat from a radio show in the 1930s. How about that for a cross-generation of artist and artistry? Here is Ethel Waters.
Accompanied by Fletcher Henderson, Miss Ethel Waters.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. For I can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow, even tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. For I can't help loving that man of mine. And when he goes away, it becomes such a rainy day. But when he comes back, the day is fine, the sun will shine, 'cause he's my guy. And I don't care what he does, he's still my guy. And I guess he always was. And however he wants me, I'm his until I die. For nobody knows better than I that he can come home as can be. Home without him ain't no home to me, for I can't help love that man.
You can see for yourself just how happy the audience is to have you back with us, Miss Waters.
I'm happy about it myself, Mr. Conti.
Cheryl Benteen singing a Cole Porter song, and Porter reemerged on Broadway towards the ends of the 1920s, and he would take over in the 1930s. But the 1920s isn't over yet. Kern and Hammerstein reteamed for a show called Sweet Adeline, which had a song called Why Was I Born, and this astonishing male chorus called Some Girl Is On Your Mind. So you can see how extraordinarily the 1920s developed in the Broadway canon.
Come back to me, I am waiting all alone. You know I yearn for your return. Come back and be my own. Jenny,
how I miss you when I see a moon. How I long to kiss and spoon. Please come back and be just the girl for me, pretty little Jenny Lee. Please come back and be just the girl for me, pretty little Jenny Lee.
Have one on me, drink hearty, sir. Here's to your girl, let's drink to her.
I don't mind if I do.
I think you need a pal to tell your troubles to. Why do you get moody when the other boys are having fun? Why do you get blue and want to run away from everyone? Some girl is on your mind. Some girl is on your mind.
Why does every sailor who goes out upon the seven seas sigh to see a whaler that is passing on a homeward breeze?
A girl is on his mind. Some girl is on his mind. Though all the fellows around here may say their sorrows are drowned here, there isn't one who could be found here if some girl would be
on me and drink hearty. We're in the same boat, all of us.
Half the time when you fall, the very girl you want won't fall for you at all.
And that is why you're always moody when the other boys are happy.
Exception to the rule I wouldn't try. There's someone on my
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.